praise his name. Let's stand together if you'd like. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Lord Jesus, oh, how it's wonderful, Father. A good feeling to be able to come and have a place that we can have, take refuge for a few hours and come, and Lord, with your presence always around us, Lord. Oh, God, it's so refreshing. We're so thankful, Lord, that you give us that call in our hearts, Lord, and that desire to come and to gather. Lord, we appreciate all you've done for us. I ask, Lord, that you would bless us. Bless each and every one that's here. Lord, and those that can't be, that might be listening in, bless them, Lord. May they feel your presence. Lord, just feed us of thy word. Bless us with thy presence, Holy Spirit. We ask this in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. I'd like to start in our capstone books, if you would. Page 11. My sins are gone. Amen. Can you sing it with all your heart? The joy bell ringing. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, they're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, 'twas at the old time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. Hallelujah. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad, amen, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in that sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, when Satan comes to tempt me and tries to make me doubt, I say, my sins are gone. You got me into trouble, but Jesus got me out. I'm glad, amen, my sins are gone. Oh, oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. Oh, my soul is filled with music. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. My sins are gone. Hallelujah. Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God. Amen. Do you know with all your heart? Oh, there underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. Oh, in the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. Oh, I put a joy in your heart. You know that for sure. My sins are gone. He paid the price. Amen. Page 84.
all the hallelujah side.
Yes. Amen.
Truly that revelation, dip in your heart what he's done for you.
Amen.
Oh, to give you joy, saints. Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his robe around me and he led me to his fold. And I'm living, oh glory, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living, amen. Although the world may sweep around me with her dazzle and her dream, yet I envy not her vanities and pride. For my soul looks up to heaven where the golden sunlight gleams. And I'm living, oh glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praise far and wide. Oh, for I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. Not for earth's golden millions would I leave this precious place. Though the tempter to persuade me oft has tried, for I'm safe in God's pavilion, happy in his love and grace. And I'm living, oh glory, hallelujah, amen. Oh glory be to Jesus, let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide, for I've opened up for heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living
on that hallelujah sky.
Oh, here the sun is always shining, here the sky is always bright. There's no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with music and my heart, oh glory, hallelujah. And I'm living
on that hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, sing it. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on that hallelujah side. And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore, and have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide, you will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Let the hallelujahs roll. Let me ring my Savior's praises far and wide. For I've opened up toward heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living
on the hallelujah side.
Amen. Are you really living there, saints? That ought to give a joy in your heart. Amen. A smile on your face. Praise his name. Page 130 in our Only Believe books. Amen. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Amen. We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Amen. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout,
The devil don't believe it, I see. Oh, but I'm filled with the Spirit. Oh, there isn't a doubt. And that's what's the matter. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, this is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And this is like heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. And this is like heaven to me. Amen. Oh, do you get happy sometimes, saints? I hope you do. Oh, the joy of his salvation. Amen. He's wonderful. Brother Hamilton, would you like to come up? That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we give you all praise for everything we've done for you.
Oh, yes.
Pray you bless this service and bless this all people.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing it all choir. I know it was the blood.
Yes.
For me. Amen. I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. Oh, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood for me. Amen. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood. Amen. Sing it again. Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, thank the Lord for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. How many have something on your heart, a need, a request? Amen. Just
hold it on your heart.
Brother Josh, would you like to take requests?
Heavenly Father, we are so appreciative.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we're so grateful, Lord, when we see where we came from. Lord, by your grace, we see where we're headed, Lord. We're so appreciative. Lord, we ask you greater than anything else in this life. All the sicknesses, Lord, all the natural physical things, Lord, we can ask for. We ask for revelation.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, we just, Lord, we appreciate what you've given us. Lord, we're not satisfied. Lord, we got a greater height to climb. Lord, may each one of us have that burning desire.
Yes.
Lord, we do pray for the sick and afflicted, Lord. Lord, the devil tries to just get in wherever he can get a foothold, Lord. We know if the general has never lost a battle,
oh,
Lord, we
God.
Put it all into your hands now. We ask you to take care of every situation and bring your perfect will.
Yes.
Lord, just bless the remainder of the service and let everything be done and said according to your perfect will. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. When somebody have a special song, something on your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Let's all stand then. If you got something? Okay. Amen. She come.
Thank you.
trials to go through. So if you're in the darkest place you've ever known, then brother, I have good news for you. There is a man who can turn on the light. There is a man who can guide you through the dawn. There's no way through. He'll do the impossible for you. There is a man. He'll make a way for you. For God. Characteristics is to do what man can't do. It's then he can show his power to you. For when you can do nothing, God can do. His grace will tunnel a way through. There is a man who can turn on the light. There is a guide you through the darkest of night. So when it seems there's no way through, he'll do the impossible for you. There is a
stand together if you will. Sing the chorus, "Only Believes." Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
For that little song, and so thankful there is a man that can turn on the light, and so thankful that it's his precious word we're going to read from tonight, and I've got nothing to do with it but just a voice to rehearse it back to us But by God's grace, I know His Holy Spirit is here to anoint His Word, and through something that's said, we'll gain another nugget, another rung. Amen. Something to help us grow. And we're asking His blessings upon His Word. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are grateful to be here and thankful for Your opportunity. Lord, even though these few words may seem extremely simple this evening, Lord, You've got a purpose in everything, and You know everything. And Lord, we just humbly ask that You would bless Your Word to our hearts. The Lord, each time we open up these pages, and no matter what scripture we read, Lord, we would ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten it and make it more real to us, and to hide these things into our hearts, and Lord, to keep them that they may be a light unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Lord, we just ask Your blessings upon Your Word now, and ask that You would have the preeminence in the remainder of this service, and we'll never fail to see that You receive all of the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. He is wonderful. Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn our Bibles over to the book of Psalms in the first chapter. Amen. Bear with me this evening. I know the old weather changing is probably affecting quite a few of us. But I thank the Lord for these 70-degree days. Amen. Here in Psalms, in the first chapter, the very first verse there. Amen. Sorry, I lost my marker. Psalms 1. And one. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in season, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. May the Lord bless me in his word, and you may be seated. Blessed is the man that walketh not after his own counsel. And oh, what a powerful meanings each one of these little scriptures has as we will go through and read these. And, you know, we thinking about, maybe for a little title, we might call it Rooted tonight. Just a very simple topic. But, you know, so much today, and people are getting so rooted into not the Word, but into their church or into a man's idea or a man's creed. Something that comes along. And you know, Brother Smith, when he was here, he held this Bible up, and he said he was going to read from Brother Branham's Absolute. And it was, and how Brother Branham firmly declared this was his absolute, this was his guide, this was what he put his confidence in. Amen. And that's a wonderful testimony, and his life proved that he had put his confidence in that right there. And today it's our turn, not to be rooted in Brother Branham, not to be rooted in our church, not to be rooted in my pastor, but to be rooted in Jesus Christ. You know, John the Baptist came preaching a message, and he came shining forth a light and declaring, make way, he's coming. And he was always pointing to the one that was coming. And you know, God sent Brother Branham in this last age to declare and to finish up this work of that last age messenger, and to bring and to tie all this together. And he never bound people to himself, nor did he pull into to a realm of worship me. He never pointed to himself. As it's been quoted many times, he said, I was just one that was standing there when he had his picture taken. Yes, he always was pointing and preparing. And, you know, it's a wonderful type, and it can go way back into the Old Testament. And as Haggai was sent out to find went to find a wife for Rebekah. Or for Isaac. And just think of that situation of how he was always pointing to Isaac when he was taking her back. And the same way as during this time, the prophet was pointing us to the groom, pointing us to our focus would be to Jesus Christ, not to a man, not to a church, not to an organization. And how that word came so pure, and he never one time bound it to anyone, but he just took it right back into these precious scriptures that we're going to read tonight. And each time we get up here, we're reading from God's provided word, and he had it a way to have it put down onto page. And you know, but we've come to a time, and I want people, you know, people listening to this and maybe hear it down the road to think. We've come to a time that people get so rooted in their own ideas instead of God's word. Yeah. And they come to a place, well, this is the way I heard it, and I'm rooted in that. And they come to a place, brother so-and-so preaches it like this, and I get rooted in that. My parents say this is the way it is, and they get rooted in that. Never realizing to go back and see where the root was started to grow. Go back to where it began and look at what it is. And how dangerous that is to think in this day and age. Oftentimes we'll say, well, I like to hear so-and-so preach, but I don't want to hear so-and-so preach. I don't care for the way they bring it, but I like to hear the way they bring it. If it's the true word of Jesus Christ, it don't matter whose man's lips is speaking it. We've got to toe the mark and find not our own count, not with the walk of the counsel of the ungodly, but with the righteous, and to make sure that we'll be as a tree planted by the rivers of water. And so it's easy to say that today. So-and-so preaches too long. So-and-so preaches too short. The benches are too hard. The seats, there's excuses galore. But people are looking at the wrong thing, and they're not taking into consideration that when you look back in this Bible, look at all the different men that God used to speak his word. Yes, I'm sure it wasn't easy to sit there under John the Baptist because he was scorching hides, pointing out the sin that was amongst that at the time, and the people that were claiming to be religious and following a law, but not following the truths that they'd been taught. Think of all that God has done, and all of those men in here never pointed to themselves, but was always pointing to the one that sent them. Amen. Each time, down through time, and it's the same today, God uses men still to speak. But they're not pointing to themselves or their revelation, but they're pointing you back to Jesus Christ. As Paul said, follow the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And oh, how we want to see him be made real today. Amen. But each one of us has got to make sure we're rooted and grounded. It's not good for me to be rooted because my parents are here. It's not rooted good for me to be grounded into my church because I think I got the best pastor in the land. That may be right, may be true. But I've got to be rooted in Jesus Christ. Amen. And that goes whether you're at this church or whatever church you belong to. So, and you know, one time after we had left a church we were in, and something that always stuck with me, is I was talking to a brother and I said, do you believe this thing the way brother so-and-so taught it? And the answer shocked me at the time. It was, I believe it the way the Lord brought it, through the prophet. Mm-hmm. And it was truth, right back to the word. Mm-hmm. Look at that thing. How big I felt, thinking, oh, the so-and-so's preached this to me. No, that's not going to stand on the day of judgment. My life has to be found, not in the church name, not with a certain group of people, but it's got to be found hidden and rooted in God's precious word. And oh, that's what I have. Nothing else tonight, you think about that. It's not what I say. It's not what you say. It's not our theory or our ideas. But it's got to be rooted in Jesus Christ. God sent many men to preach this gospel. He's used many men down through time, and even today still using many men to make sure that truth is declared. But we must not be founded on some man's doctrine or somebody's way of preaching. Be founded in God's holy word. Amen. Knowing that this is the absolute, and it's my absolute, and that I know that what my life is doing is being vindicated and manifested from what the life this book said would be produced. Amen. Through a born-again Christian today. Amen. Yes. Amen. Pray that strikes our heart a little bit greater. Amen. Yes. Here in, let's go to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. We'll read quite a few little scriptures here. And just to think about how the prophets likened us in this quite a few different places. Amen. Jeremiah 17 in the 5th verse. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land not inhabited. But blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, and her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Think about how each one of these has been likened. And each time God is declaring, don't trust in man, but you trust in the Lord. That's where it's at. And how great it is to, you know, God has brought us down such a path in life. And he's let things happen for a reason. We can see that as you look back over your life, you can see God directing your path. And you see where we've come from. And oh, what a cry it puts in our heart to, Lord, hold me ever so close. We see the time in which we're living, the great age of deception, and all that's going on around us. If he don't hold us tight, if he don't stay there with us and impart himself to us, if we don't find ourselves hidden in the pages of his word, we're sure to fail. But he's predestinated a people to be there. He's predestinated a people for this age, a people that could stand the test of all time. And we want to be found in that number. Amen. Let's turn over here to Matthew as Jesus speaking here in Matthew 7. Just bear these things in your heart. Not a great big shout and revival, but just good solid word to remember the things that's been spoken to us. Amen. But oh, I believe it's going to be a shouting time real soon. Amen. One of these days. It's getting closer and closer. I was thinking as we were singing those songs. One of these days, heaven's going to be a noisy place. Amen. And by God's grace, I want to be lifting my voice. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here in Matthew 7 and 24. Amen. We'll just start at the, let's just back up and catch the 21st verse just to catch what he was saying. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. How serious we should take the age in which we're living and the time in which we're living. As individuals before God, we should weigh out every word of God and how we should be so prayerful. It's a time to seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Diligently seek the Lord. As our pastor mentioned Sunday, how they had removed that from that one Bible. Look at all these things. In many places, Paul, down through his speakings, was telling us, you seek, you search, you pray, you cry out. Pray without ceasing. All these things, not relying on someone else to do the praying for me. I'm not relying on somebody else to do the reading for me. I'm not relying on somebody else to give me a revelation, but I'm crying out to the giver of the revelation, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, asking him to impart to me as he uses his prepared vessels. And his chosen way to through the foolishness of preaching, that through that word it would save my soul and provide me with the understanding and enlighten my understanding, that every word would be made real and alive to me, not just a word spoken, not just a something that's said. Many can quote, well, I believe this doctrine, and I believe that doctrine, and I believe this, and I believe that. That's all good, and if it's truth, believe it. But if you believe it, let it see it manifest through your life to show that you have an understanding of what that word means and watch it bring this body under subjection to God's precious word and let it live back through us. That's what we're looking for. It's an age of life. Amen. These old trees that are out here, they may not have no leaves on them. But when that old wind's still blowing right now, you can tell there's still life there. You can see the strength that's still holding in them, even though it may be cold and blustery and wet and the old snow and icicles hanging off the end of them, but the life that's in them is holding them strong and stiff, holding them through whatever comes. And each windstorm just causes them to drive a little bit deeper as we see these things taking place around us. Let's go to, let's go ahead and jump over here to Colossians, the second chapter. Amen. Read what Paul said here. Said sometimes we feel insufficient in what we do. You know, God calls us to, and you have these things on your heart, and boy, sometimes you wish you just had a vocabulary that could just never end. But God didn't give us all that. But God spoke His word in simplicity, that if you'll take it the way He said it and apply it to your life, Amen. He will give the increase to God's Amen. Precious word. And oh my, how the flowery words of preaching sometimes get so deceiving. Just take God at His word and trust Him. The Spirit is sharp. It's quick as a two-edged sword. And it does cut. And it does. You go back through the scriptures and look at that and see one place that the messages that came from each one of those prophets wasn't cutting on something. It was trimming out, getting out, declaring truth. And God's word, when it goes forth declaring truth, if there's an ounce of untruth in you, it's going to peck on your door and you're going to feel it. Yes, it's going to make you uncomfortable, but oh, by God's grace, cry out to Him even greater when you feel that, knowing that He's knocking on your heart's door. Open the door to Him and say, Lord, clean it all. Clean it out of me and turn on that great light, Lord, and shine it in every corner. Amen. Amen. Open up your heart to Him. Amen. Colossians, we'll go here, Colossians 2 and 6. Amen. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy or vain deceit, after the traditions of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom ye also are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sins of flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, where also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, and blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, and nailing it to His cross, and have spoiled principalities and powers, and He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink, or in respect of a holy day, or of a new moon, or the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward and voluntary humility and worshiping angels and intruding those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body by joint and bands having nourishment ministered knit together increases with the increase of God. Wherefore, if ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why as though living in the world are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, with which all are to perish with using after the commandments and doctrines of men, which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in honor to the satisfying of the flesh. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. And all that we truly begin to see these things. May our affections truly be dimming to this world and the life that's here. If we're rooted into this precious word and see every promise that's been made, that He has placed forth and what He has promised for that little true bride, that elect that'll hold steadfast, not in her own might, but in the power of His will. She is predestinated, preordered, to be here at this time, that He would put in her everything she had need of to stand through this precious time. And by God's grace, we'd be a testimony in this day to Him. But oh, may we truly Let these things be in our hearts. Don't set our affections down here. We're not here for much longer. But let your eyes be turned heavenly. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So many people are getting so focused, they think they're going to be here for a long time. They think they're going to continue to live here. This world's going to keep turning. This world is falling around our feet. It's falling every day. Things are happening all over. It's just happening faster and faster. But I know one thing. He promised me to find myself and my name written in this precious word. And by God's grace, there is a great reward for us to stand and hold fast. Amen. Let's turn over here to Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. Read this before we... Amen. Paul always making sure. He declared it so good, and the prophet came right along and taught and just kept it up. Amen. Here in Ephesians 3, and let's see here. We'll just start here at the 13th verse, or the 11th verse. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. And for this cause I bow on my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Listen to Paul's prayer for you and I tonight, and everyone. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. And that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. And now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all the ages without end. Amen. Look at him. Look where he's pointing it right back to. Oh, may our lives be doing the same thing, pointing back by his mercy, by his grace. I stand here today with this desire burning in my heart to set my affections on things above and not on things of the earth. I am strengthened in my inner man because of my might, because of my will, but no, by the grace of God and what he's imparted to me. And oh, may I cry out to him greater. Lord, take me deeper still into thy precious word. But oh, don't let it just be a message. Brother Branham preached this and I believe it. But get into it and see why God was speaking through him to bring to that little bride the word that was being brought. To prepare him for a great catching away, finishing up of all that he had started and finished in this precious book. Let's see here real quick. Amen. 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 So let's read this here. This is in from that time, and this was preached in 1962. And just follow along. Now, Brother Branham's going to speak a little bit about God fortifying his men. But this is halfway down through paragraph 51. But when God began to fortify his man, he gave him the best thing. And he never has to change, no more. He gave him his word. Amen. There's his fortress, God's eternal word. And when the enemy comes around, spies, and he goes to say, he says, we've got English spies here. We've got spies in England. All over the world, we've got spies. And they've got spies all over the world here and what we're trying to do and find out what we've tried to achieve. And the devil works the same way. He comes in to try and find something, what has God did, and then try to find something to counteract it. But God never has to change his because he gave them his word at the beginning. He's infinite. He cannot change. And it's still his word today. It never changes from his word. And there he is in his word. His church is fortified by the word. And his first person was fortified, Eve. But when she stopped just for a minute to listen to Satan's tactics. And what is the tactics of Satan? Reasoning. It's just reasonable. And when you hear anything that reasons against the word, get away from it. It's the devil. I don't care how old-fashioned it is, how strange it looks. When God said so, that settles it eternally. Get away from anything that reasons against God's word. And oh, Just think about these few quotes as he declares this, and as we know that he taught the message, this is his absolute.
Yes.
Think about it. Whatever God's declared, stay right with it. And anybody that has for 1 minute, well, God didn't, that's it. Go back to the Word and hold tight. Maybe you don't fully understand something somebody said, but down inside there's something just cringing, saying that can't be so. Hold still and wait for Jesus Christ to reveal himself to you and just continue to cry out. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.
Amen.
This is in the Message. Let me read this. Just to think at how he tied this in. This was in The Identified Christ of All Ages. This was preached April 9th, 1964. Remember, in the beginning, the only fortified that God gave Adam and Eve was to stay behind his word. And just to that, Satan didn't tell her it wasn't so. He didn't tell her to get away from the word. Just remember these things. They're simple, but just remember these things in your heart. He just misquoted one little phase of it. And if one little phase caused all this trouble, sickness, heartache, and sorrows, one little phase will keep us out of it. God will judge the world not by any certain group. He'll judge the world by Jesus Christ, and Christ is the Word. He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so he is the expressed Word of God in every age. And he makes him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Identified himself in the beginning with the prophets. And remember, the prophets is who the Lord speaks through. And notice, he identified himself in human beings from the very beginning and from the very start of time. He always has a way of doing things. He never changes his way. That's the reason I can believe his word. If God was ever called on the scene to make an act, the decision that God made when he was called on the scene, he has to act the same way every time he is called on the scene, or he acted wrong the first place. Otherwise, if he was called to save a man, he saved a man on a certain basis. And if he's ever called to save another man, he's got to do it the same way he did the first time. Or he did it wrong when he did it the first way. If he's ever called on the scene to heal a man, he healed him on the basis of some certain thing. If he's ever called again to heal, he's got to heal on the same basis, or he acted wrong. He is infinite, omnipresent, omniscient, and he's the infinite God, so he doesn't change. No, we're finite, and we can say this is right today, and tomorrow we can find something different. We can be better. We got a better, build better houses than we did 100 years ago. We got better cars than we had 20 years ago. We got better transportation, whatever more you want to go into. We're better because we're learning. But God has it because he is perfect to begin with. Therefore, he and his word is the same, and so is his word perfect. If you don't believe that, don't never come in a prayer line, because that's the only basis that you can accept anything. Faith can only take its rest upon something that it's sure of. And the real genuine faith rests itself on the eternal rock of God's eternal word. It doesn't shift. It stays right there regardless. Talk about a rock of Gibraltar. That's the rock of ages it stands on. The word can never change, and faith rests upon that. It said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. And men and women who ever amounted to anything were men and women who believed that to be the truth. And that is the truth. He is the word, and it is truth.
Amen.
And any time, anyone, whether it's me, whether it's you, it don't matter. The minute we have to start to make an excuse for something that we know this says, and we try to go some other way, we know we've already tried to change the plan. And we know we're wrong at that point.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. God's word is truth, and every man's word be a lie. What he said he meant, and that's exactly what you've got to rest your faith upon. Not what daddy says, not what mommy says, not what your pastor says, not what anybody said, but what God has said. And if your pastor or your parents or whoever is declaring that word to be the truth, so be it. Amen to it. But you're obligated to follow Jesus Christ and him only, and to surrender yourself to him, to let him have the preeminence of your life and the leadership of your life. In him only thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul and spirit, as our pastor read to us Sunday. Think about that. Not your pastor, not your church, not a certain group of people, but Jesus Christ above all and foremost. And oh my, but don't you ever let anyone come along and try to tell you, that pastor, he shouldn't be preaching, he shouldn't be telling you this, he shouldn't be doing that, he shouldn't be cutting on the people. No, God sends his men, and nobody has a right to tell a spirit-filled pastor, evangelist, prophet, teacher, whatever they may be, if they're preaching the truth No one has a right to question the message they're delivering. But let God lead and direct them, and you just say, Lord, open my heart to God, your precious word, and you watch the Holy Spirit do the work that's needed. Amen. But oftentimes we get in our minds, we can tell everybody else how they ought to preach, what they should preach, and how they should preach it. It doesn't matter. God knows and God does the directing, and nobody can change that. Amen. Our pastor may have a subject he would really like to preach on. He may have something burning on his heart he'd really like to share, but till the Holy Spirit gives him options, it will never work, and it'll come across and it won't go anywhere. God's got a time and a place for his word to be declared. Whether it's a simple little word or whether it's a great big revelation to be revealed, it doesn't matter. God is always on time and right on time, and it'll work exactly the way he wants it to work every time. It'll prepare the heart. Amen. It's ready. It's a sword. It's always true. Just don't misquote it and take it exactly the way God sent it to us. And don't add to it, but give us the grace to say, Lord, that's for me, and there's a higher height for me. Not push it off on somebody else. So really needed to hear that. Every time I come underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit and his precious word, Lord, it's me that stands in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, that's here tonight to get my portion. Even the portion I'm reading tonight, Lord, make me more rooted. Make me more grounded into thy precious word, Lord. And let me tune out anything that's contrary to one word you've spoken Amen. To us. Oh, may it burn in our hearts, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see here. This is in the harvest time, preached in 64. And just kind of, you can see all down through his ministry, he mentioned this many times, Brother Branham did. Paragraph 100. Now let's go to the scripture and find out again. Back it up into the scripture till we get to our main text. In the garden, God gave his first family the word of God to live by. Every word of it. The first family that was put here on earth was given eternal life as long as they stayed with God's word. And that was his plan. I am God, he says. I change not. That's still his plan. It's never his plan for creed or organization or man-made rules that man shall live by, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And oh, sometimes that word gets cutting. And many people have walked away because they thought that was a man's idea. You mean I got to dress like that? You mean I can't do this? I can't go there? But no, look into God's precious word and ask him to open your heart to the revelation. There's only two spirits at work in the land today. And one of those two spirits is controlling what's taking place. The events around you, what spirit is it? Brother Branham said, God is a holy spirit, not a filthy spirit. And look at the situations and things that's happening and weigh it in your own mind. What would Jesus Christ, is this really, would he have part of this? Would this be something that he would encourage? Is this something that he would endorse? No. But you can look and tell by what's taking place. Where's the glory from the thing you're doing going to? Who's getting the praise? What's it doing? What's it benefiting your walk with Jesus Christ? And ask yourself, who's this benefiting the most? For who you yield your servants to, your members to, his servants you are. Paul didn't mess with words, and it's all written through this precious word. And how we've each one got to take it into our own hearts and our own lives and measure up by it. And Lord, where does my portion stand tonight? Amen. He says, that was his plan. I am God. I change not. That's still his plan. It's never his plan for creed, organization, or man-made rules that man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now go back in Genesis, which is the beginning. Genesis means the beginning. We find that God gave his family eternal life as long as they stayed with the word, lived by this word. But when they broke it, just one link of the chain of promises, death struck. And which was a promise also. And we read how what David say, the Holy Spirit through David was speaking. Look what it was speaking through Jeremiah. You can go right into Isaiah and all the others and read God repeating himself time and time again. Trust not, lean not to thine own understanding. Do not measure yourself by yourself. It's not wise. But oh, look unto this perfect law of Jesus Christ and live. He says, but they stayed with the word, lived by the word, but when they broke it, just one link in the chain of promises, death struck them, which was a promise also. It's a chain, and you're hanging over hell with it. The only thing that'll carry you through, when the believer becomes a make-believer and lives on one word that's contrary to this word, he cuts his fellowship with God. One link is broke. And remember, your faith in this word is like a chain, and a chain is as strong as its weakest link. That's right. It's strong because that's all it'll hold. And if there's something in the word that's puzzling to you, something you have heard different, but they said thee or that was for the apostles, them things are for days gone by, when the scripture said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes, don't let that be a weakness. fortify it and hold it and wrap your life into it, because it's the only thing that'll take you over the flames of hell. That's right. And how we should wrap our lives so carefully and so tightly into God's precious word. Not into my idea, not to my theory or my excuse I've made for myself, but into God's precious word. And if I see a place that I need to toe up the mark, Lord, give me the strength to overcome and to change those things and to get it in tune with your precious word, to make sure that whatever it would be solely founded in that word. Amen. Hidden in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments. Amen. This was in the message, the conflict between God and Satan. This was also preached in 1962. But just listen as he was speaking here. Paragraph 199, he said, Jesus said, as the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Right against wrong, light against dark, life against death, and the word against science. That's right. Scientific research will disprove the word as they think it does. But it doesn't. Don't disprove the word. And how we must be careful to make sure that we never let science enter in. We live in an age of great conflict, of science is so brought out before us. They can explain everything. Everything's being explained this way, explained that way. This is happening because of that. This can't happen because of this. Be sure you don't let science alter the word of Jesus Christ in your heart. Amen. But hold fast to what has been said, because no matter what science can say and prove, remember, they had shot instruments into the skies in the days of Noah and said there was no moisture up there. There was impossible for it to rain. But God said it was coming, and it came just the same. Amen. Don't ever let science get in your way. He says Satan had his system to work again to get people to misbelieve the word of God, and Satan's wrong way of worship, like Cain and like Balaam, they were very religious. Cain was religious. He brought an altar and made an altar, and frankly, Cain was more religious than Abel. Sure was. He done more for the Lord than Abel did. But Abel came in the way of the word, and that's all. He done more. He built a great denomination, built a great thing, a great Christian heritage. But you see, he come in the wrong way, and it wasn't received. Now wrong, for it was contrary to the word. Balaam was just as religious as Moses. He came with the same sacrifice, the same lambs, the same clean animals and everything. Prayed to the same God, offered the same sacrifice to God that Moses did. And though he came in the wrong way, it was contrary to the word, like it was in Eden. The word won't mix with modern theory. You can't have modern theory. Now in closing, listen close. The word won't mix with any modern theory. It can't have a theory and have the word. You've got to have the word or a theory. Now which are you going to believe? If the Bible teaches the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the church says Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, then who are you going to believe? If Jesus said you must be born again and the church says come join, now what are you going to believe? And if Jesus said these signs will follow them that believe and the church says you're just a good member, who are you going to believe? If Jesus said, the works that I do, you shall do also, the church says the days of miracles is past, who are you going to believe? You see what I mean? I could stand here for an hour, write down these things, bringing these different things and how theory has built up a system to counteract the word of God. But now Christians, stay behind the word. Amen. And may we truly find ourselves right there. Amen. I'm not going to go into that, but let's turn over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. And read something Paul said. But oh, I don't want to take no portion of this precious word apart out of it. Mm-hmm. And may we truly cry out to God that we don't in our own mind create a theory or some idea that would keep me from blocking the movement of Jesus Christ in our life. What he may do in these last few moments of times. Things our prophet has said that we may not be able to fully explain. We may not fully understand, but don't let me draw a theory or a conclusion and block God from moving in my life. Or to miss a great mighty move that he may have for you. Yeah. But oh, may we count every word cautiously and not be quick to say in the past we've seen it. Well, this is what that means. I know what that means. I've read that. I know what this is what that means. This is what be cautious and stand and wait upon the Lord for direction. Amen. I didn't bring it up with me, but some other time we'll read what Brother Branham had said about Moses in that situation. But here in Hebrews 10, and let's read this 22nd verse. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see that day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despises Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more sore punishment suppose ye shall be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath accounted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace? For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made gazing stocks, both of reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. And now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them to them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. And all may we be found in that precious scripture. All may we truly hold fast, and all don't get weary in well-doing. And sometimes the way may seem rough, and it may seem like, I'm walking this road all along, alone. But you just remember, he walked this road before you did, and he knew exactly what you would go through. But he knows what you need, and he'll never fail to see you through. But may we truly be certain to find that we're rooted and grounded in him. Yes. Not getting rooted and grounded in this doctrine or that doctrine, or the way this church does it, the way that church does it. I like the way they use their worship. I like the way they do. No, as long as it's pleasing to Jesus Christ, and as long as it's the word, you better say amen to it. No matter how rough the character may be that's bringing it, or how polished he might be, as long as it matches up 100% with what God delivered through this precious Bible and what he declared to us through the prophet, it all dovetails right together. Oh, what a great picture it is. Amen. And may we truly find ourselves rooted and grounded there. Yes. And if you can find yourself rooted and grounded there, you've got no worries. He will lead you where you need to be. He'll take you where you need to be sitting. But don't put your faith in any man or any church. But look to Jesus Christ. That's where it lies, saints. We're just mouthpieces that are rehearsing. Yes. I'm not no big eye. I ain't got nothing. But and I sure feel so inefficient as many times. But Jesus Christ knows what I need, and he knows what you need. And he's placed us here as a little body of believers under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He will see us through each and every time we come in. If we'll come with an open heart, he will see us through. He's given us a pastor that by God's grace we should pray for and uphold. That's what our prophet said. He said, stay with your pastor. If your pastor is bringing the word to you, you uphold him, you pray for him, and you don't ever look at him and say, why are you picking on me? But you look into that precious word and line up by it. God's got a purpose for everything. But all these things come. It may come forth and shake you a little bit. The Holy Spirit can come by, somebody say something, you hear, and you're like, I don't know about that. And then the word come and cut that thing from your life. You watch it shake you, and you watch him old roost just run right on down and get a firmer hold on God's precious word. He knows exactly every time and what's needed in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. You may not know it, but Sunday morning God knew what we needed. And you might have sat here and said, that's for so-and-so, that's for so-and-so, but you might have missed the very portion you could have had. Don't ever put limits on God, and don't ever think it's for someone else. But stand there, as I said, and say, Lord, it's me that stands in the need of prayer. God knows what you've got need of, the same as he knows what I need. And he is ever mindful of his precious little elected. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you, your pastor.
Amen. I felt like sing that old chorus, he careth for you. Amen. Every time I listen to the word and sit there and just feast off the word, I think about that many times. He careth for me. He careth for you. That's why he feeds us the word of God. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. What would we do if we didn't have the desire to sit and listen to it, to read it, to study it? That'd be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? For God to put all this in front of us and not really have the desire to get into it, and hunger for it, and read it, study it, listen to it, whatever it may be. It'd just be a terrible thing. And then him give you all these expectations, what his requirements is. Yes, it'd be terrible. But thank God for that precious, holy desire, precious, holy thirst. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Let us stand a single chorus. He cared for you. Amen. He careth for you. He careth for you. Sunshine or shadow, he careth for you. Sing it one more time. Oh, he careth for you. He we've been quick to hear tonight, swift to hear, either way you want to say it, but ready to listen and be slow to speak. Is that what the scripture says? Be quick to hear. And oftentimes when you think about it, it's just amazing when God showed us that and he gave you two ears and he gave you one mouth. So we ought to be listening. Be quick to hear. Be slow to speak. Wait for the Holy Spirit. And then you'll say the right thing. Wherever you go, whether it's in town, your associates around, your family, whoever it may be, wait on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful once again that you have given us this wonderful opportunity. And Lord, as our brother read the scripture, forsake not the assembling yourselves together. We're just so thankful that you put the desire there to be here, Lord. I think oftentimes, as I spoke just a few moments ago about different things, without a desire, it'd be such a hard thing to do. But Lord, like we've said many times, you don't expect us to try to do any of this on our own. But Lord, you placed within inside of us what it takes to do exactly what you want done. And then you feed us the word of God and fortify us with it, that we could stand on it and live by it. And we are so thankful for that now. And we ask now again as we come to close this little service, may you just bless each one that's been able to be here. Lord, bless those that couldn't be here. Father, maybe they're sitting or listening tonight, or maybe they couldn't even listen tonight. Father, maybe because of different situations. Maybe listen to it later, but we ask that you bless them also. Just asking, Lord, you continue to give us the revelation of the Word of God in such a powerful and great way in our hearts and our lives. We just thank you now for everything. And with us again, we ask to keep us safe upon the highways, and especially those that have to travel. Lord, just keep your hand upon each one, and let us come back and help us to be your Lord if you should tarry, to be
gathered around the Word of God and just wait with great expectations on what you have for us. We ask it again to your glory and honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Praise his wonderful name. Don't you love him? I just love the sweetness of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Nothing better. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.